items. Wastewater agreement number 597-1, Sussex County project number 81-04, the Woodlands Phase 1, Miller Creek Sanitary Sewer District. Wastewater agreement number 856-8, Sussex County project number 81-04, Millville by the Sea Lakeside Village Extension, Millville expansion of Bethany Sanitary Sewer District. And wastewater agreement number 1027, Sussex County project -81-04, Silver Woods, Miller Creek Sanitary Sewer District. Any questions or concerns on these three items? If not, entertain a motion to pass the consent agenda.
So moved, Mr. President.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? We'll take the vote, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I've got a few items today to cover. First item is a proclamation regarding Soil and Water Stewardship Week. I have a proclamation here, and I believe we are supposed to have someone attending, but we don't see anyone in the audience today to receive the proclamation. Would you like me to defer until we see
sure,
if someone's
yes,
coming,
sir.
And then
yes, sir.
We'll come back at a later point in the agenda?
Not a problem.
Okay. Second item of business is a public interview for Planning and Zoning Commission nominee, Mr. Doug Hudson. I believe Mr. Hudson is here today. Mr. Hudson, would you like to come forward, please? As council is aware, the code dictates that we conduct a public interview for a nominee relating to a vacancy on the Planning and Zoning Commission. Mr. Hudson was appointed by Councilman Cole. I have since asked questions based on feedback from the council of Mr. Hudson. We have received those responses, and I have circulated those responses to the county council. There are copies of those responses at your desk as well, I believe. Are those passed out? No, they're
no,
not.
No, they were on air.
Okay.
Yeah,
so I will pass those down. And I also have the responses to the questions. I'll pass those down.
What was Georgie's one?
And Mr. Hudson's resume. Today I would propose that we go through these questions and ask Mr. Hudson to paraphrase his responses, since you all have had a chance to review his response. And if you have any questions on specific answers, or if you have overall questions, feel free to ask Mr. Hudson. So, Mr. Hudson, thanks for joining us. The first question is, please provide a narrative of your background and why you want to serve as an appointed member of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Well, I'm a native Sussex County, born and raised in Bethany Beach. Lived in Clarksville for the last 25 years, married to Dr. Lou Ann Hudson. She is the Director of Curriculum for the Indian River School District. I spent almost 27 years with the state police, and during that time, I've been involved in several aspects of the building process. Worked for family members, done stuff on my own, done a lot of consulting with builders about building and things like that. When I was a kid, I joined the Bethany Beach Fire Company. I think I was when I was 16 years old. Spent a lot of time there, and then between that and the state police, it got a little hectic, working shift work and that. Worked my way up to chief. I attended Delaware Tech years ago. Got a degree in criminal justice from there. I attended some classes at Wilmington University. It used to be Wilmington College. Also, I was sent to the University of Louisville for a semester and attended the Southern Police Institute there. Since I retired from the state police, I was doing some building work and some consulting. And in 2013, I took a position. It was a brand new position started by the Indian River School District of School Safety Monitor. And since then, I've held that position. It's gone over very well with the public. Had not had any negative comments from that. But as far as serving on the Planning and Zoning Commission, I've always been in public service one way or the other, be it the fire department, the state police, working at the school now. I enjoy working with the public, and I think that I have a lot to offer. My honesty and my integrity will go a long way, I think, in this in planning and zoning, and I think it would be an honor and a privilege to serve.
Okay, thank you. Have you ever served on any other boards or commissions that have decision-making authority? If yes, please describe your experience in serving.
Yes, I was, like I said before, I was in the Bethany Beach Volunteer Fire Company. Worked my way up to vice president on that, as well as fire chief at one point. I was a member of the Delaware State Police Federal Credit Union's board of directors for a while. Worked with the Lower Sussex Little League and was a president of that for a while. And then the Inner River High School Football Boosters, was vice president of that because our son's been a member of the football team for 4 years.
Excellent. One of the statutory requirements of the Planning and Zoning Commission is that they be the commissioner be a person having knowledge and experience to pass upon planning and zoning problems in connection with urban and rural development. Please describe your knowledge and experience in planning and zoning within Sussex County.
Well, I don't have much experience at all with the Planning and Zoning Commission in and of itself, but I do know about a lot about building developments, about what it takes for setbacks, stormwater management, and things of that nature, and when stuff impacts the environment, and when it impacts the community around it, what you're trying to do.
Thank you. Can you provide your views on the role that the Planning and Zoning Commission has or should have in the decision-making process of land use in the county?
Well, the Planning and Zoning plays an integral role as far as land use and the use of new projects coming into it. And I think that responsible growth is a big part of it. But I also am a property rights person. But you have to take a look at whether it impacts community and the environment as well.
Okay, thank you. Sussex County is preparing to update and develop its new comprehensive land use plan. Please describe your familiarity with the county's comp plan and your thoughts as to what should or should not be included in the new comp plan.
Well, that's a pretty big plan. I've read a good portion of it. I haven't read the entire thing, but I think each land use proposal should be dealt with in and of itself and each very carefully. And it has to be within the constraints of that plan and the zoning laws. But and I think the Planning and Zoning Commission could offer a lot of input to the county council when it comes to zoning changes and things like that.
Okay, thank you. Planning and Zoning Commission meets on Thursdays every other week with a regular meeting starting at 6 p.m. In addition, occasional special meetings are held starting at 3 p.m. when necessary. Are you able to fulfill this requirement and attend the necessary meetings?
Yes. Well, in 2 weeks, our son graduates from high school, so we'll be finished with his sports. Baseball will be over, so I won't have any problems at all attending meetings.
Okay, thank you. And the last question, as an appointed official on the commission, the potential for a conflict of interest with an application is always present. Do you have any known or anticipated conflicts of interest that may present themselves as a member of the Planning and Zoning Commission that would affect your ability to serve?
Okay. One thing I left out when I was talking about myself, that I'm a realtor, a part-time realtor. I'm an independent contractor with Beachbound Realty. And as everyone's known, knows, it's owned by Mr. Rob Arlette. Now, as far as a conflict of interest goes, it's a simple matter of integrity, as far as I'm concerned. If there's a conflict that comes up, I know of no conflicts right now, but if a conflict does come up, I quickly will recuse myself from any discussion in the matter and recuse myself from the vote.
Okay, thank you, Council. That's all the questions and responses that we have at this point. I'll turn it over to you all if you have any additional questions.
Any questions of Council? Any questions of Council?
No, I was just going to make a statement, but if anybody's got any questions, let the questions go first.
I will. Comment slash statement, because obviously it's I think it's very important, which is why I got involved with the elected official as well. And your background, we've known each other for over 10 years. But I think it is very relevant in a public platform to ensure that there is no conflicts of interest or the total transparency. So I will ask you point blank, with me being the owner of Beachbound Realty, would you perceive or see any conflicts of interest of our relationship at all?
I do not.
Because your wife, good friends of yours that sit on the board of the school board.
Yes.
And you work for them.
Yes.
So are there any conflicts of interest there?
I don't see any at all.
Yeah. Okay. I think it's important for people to realize that.
Questions of council?
I'll just make a comment. Following up on what Mr. Arlette said, I think part of the charm with Mr. Hudson here is he knows Rob Arlette. He knows Mike Vincent. He knows myself. I've known Doug for, I don't know, 25, 30 years. His background as a state policeman, you know, he's covered the entire county. He's a member of the fire company. Many of our members of the county council have been members of the local fire companies and have come out of the fire service background, which I think has always been, again, very helpful. It's given them a knowledge of this county and some of the areas and problems that exist, and I think that's awful helpful. So being part of the school system, you end up meeting a lot of people, and a lot of these people end up coming in front of us and stand here and are asking for things. And it's always, I think, nice to know who the people are that are asking for things, where they come from, what their background is, and maybe get a little insight, you know, into what they want to do. He's worked with the realtors and the contractors. I've got a real estate license. I've had one since 1976. It's never affected, folks, my ability to do this job. For years, the Board of Realtors at the state level and the county level supported my opponent. So all I can tell you is being a realtor hasn't affected my opinion when it came to people coming up to this podium just because they got a background in real estate that I was going to support them. I think many realtors like Mr. Hudson and other people have supported me because I've been concerned about growth. I've been concerned about density. I've been concerned about the environment. So my real estate license hasn't impacted any of that. I don't think it will when it comes to Mr. Hudson. He's also very familiar with our local legislators. I guess with his background in the state police and the school district, he knows Representative Ron Gray very well. He knows Gerald Hocker. He knows, you know, any number of them. I think that's, again, very helpful because these people will be able to communicate with Mr. Hudson their concerns. And I hear from Mr. Hocker. I hear from other representatives and senators all the time when they're concerned about what's happening in Sussex County. And many legislators from up north even own property down here, and they get concerned sometimes about what we do down here. So I think his being familiar with a lot of these individuals, again, very, very helpful. So I think these are all good qualities. I think it'll help, and I hope that, you know, Mr. Hudson will you know, jump into this job and participate and ask questions and challenge the rest of the members to, you know, making them do the right thing. So, anyway, I wholly support the gentleman.
Thank you.
And I don't have any concerns. And anybody has any questions of
any
me?
Any questions of council?
Of why I appointed him?
Or of Mr. Cole?
Yeah, I'd be glad to answer that. But.
Hearing none, Mr. Lawson, you have some motion, I assume?
I have a motion for the council to consider. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approves the appointment of Mr. Douglas Hudson to the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission effective May 3, 2016, for the balance of the seat's current term until June 30, 2017.
I'd be glad to make that nomination, that a motion.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
I'll second.
Second, Mr. Arlette. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Yes, motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Doug. Welcome aboard.
Congratulations. Thank you very much.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
We will be praying for you.
Mr. Lawson.
Thank you. Last item, County Administrator's Report for May 3rd, 2016. Item number one, there were 25,709 pounds of recycled material received at the Recycled Delaware Pods at the West Complex in Georgetown during the months of January, February, and March. Attached are the reports received for each month. Item number two, per the attached Engineering Department fact sheet, Baston Creek Estates Phase 3 received substantial completion effective April 21st, 2016. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thanks, sir. Mr. Hans Medlars.